Welcome, muchachas and muchachos. Well, in Spanish, it means ladies and gentlemen. And you're live with me on my podcast, Moments with Aconque. And I'll be sharing with you topics that are educative, entertaining, and mix of controversy. Do well to stick around and see you in my next episode. Belle ciao! Hi guys, welcome back to the new episode of my podcast, and it is no other podcast than Moments with Aconque. Hope you guys are doing fine, and hope I met you guys well. And how are you guys coping with the whole lockdown? Because really, I'm freaking out, and it is already tiring. Well, I'm making best use of the opportunity though, and I want you to also do so. This is when I'm tired or bored, I read a novel, I watch movies, and if you need to laugh, you can watch comedy movies. So just relax and, you know, still being your sane self. You get what I'm trying to say? So, and let me remind you of the safety precautions again to stay healthy and eradicate this whole virus of a thing. Wash your hands regularly, avoid contact with the face. Bath regularly, eat well, rest. Don't use it as an opportunity to be lazy and not hygienic at the same time. So maintain proper hygiene. Make sure your whole surroundings is clean. Make sure you wash your bed sheets regularly, your pillowcase you get. So check up on people around you. It's necessary to check up on people around you. Spread love, you know. Spread love. Community service. What I did today, actually, you know, in the whole community, we had to come together. We were not close to 20 anyways. Fried was this sausage roll, this, and we shared amongst ourselves. So I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. And once again, once you notice any suspicious movement around you, do well to alert your neighborhood. Okay, so I was checking WhatsApp status, and I saw my friend's post. She was freaking out. Like, she was like, robbers at our axis presently, and they are robbing. I was scared where I was. Then had to message her that, babe, what's up? Have you called the police? Have you alerted them? And she said, yes, they're around. I was like, oh, thank God. So what happened? Like, she was like, those robbers were visiting house. They were visiting every house within the axis. And guess what? They just took their food suppliers. I was really, they didn't come for the phone or laptop or anything. They just came for the food. So for you to know that this whole lockdown is affecting a whole lot of people. People are suffering. At the end of the day, I won't be surprised if people die of hunger more than the rate at which coronavirus kills people. So for people to just decide and wake up one morning they want to rob people of their food supplies, for it is that terrible. So, and I talked about different kind of benefits in my last episode, and I made mention of benefits mindset, which I think everybody should have in your environment. Wherever you find yourself, make impact. The benefit mindset is, you know, let people benefit from you. Whatever it is you have, share and miss people around you. So I think everybody should have this benefit mindset. So please share if you have an essence. Spread love. It's Easter season, and Jesus is the reason for the season. Share again. So share love. Spread love. Love and light. I love you guys. So please spread love. Cool. May the Lord continue to protect us. So that aside, then I'm furious right now. I saw this tweet on Twitter, wherever. So there's this thing trending on Twitter about one Dr. Anu and Omoti. She went for a physical surgery, and I think it went wrong. It all went bad, and people were crucifying her on Twitter that, you know, ladies, they were talking to ladies generally, that we ladies were not satisfied with our shape. Why go for physical surgery, plastic surgery? Yeah, plastic surgery. Why go for plastic surgery? Blah 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 blah. I was very annoyed because it is these same guys that will body shame ladies. You are too fat. Yeah, you have big stomach. You have big boobs and all that. Please stop body shaming. It is really, really bad. Whatever it is you have about a person causing our shape, if it's not to better the other person, just keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. I dealt with this while I was growing up because I used to be very, very thin. I know I have people say to my face that Adela, you are an SS. All in the name of, I don't eat while growing up. I was a fan of junk, so I didn't really eat. So I was not that fat and all that. And once you don't eat LD, you tend to fall sick regularly. Get what I'm trying to say? So then I do fall sick. While I was in 100 level, my clinic file and was like, it was full. So anytime I go to the clinic, they already recognize me and then they had to join A4 papers to my file. And it was that horrible. So people said to my face, they're like, yeah, SS, you're thin and blah blah. There are times I had to go into my room, cry, pray to God that, God, please, I need to be fat. It was that bad. Most people might not know, most of my friends might not know, but I was hurting that. At times I checked myself in the mirror, like, Jola, am I this fat? Am I this thin? Sorry, blah blah blah. It was that bad. I pray to God every morning, God, make me fat. All that. So please stop body shaming. It's these same guys that will cheat on their ladies because all in the name of, she's not too fat. I didn't marry her like this. I didn't ask her out like this. She was not this fat when I approached her, and all of a sudden she's this. Please, it is not her fault that puberty took place or growth took its course, whatever it is you call it. It is not her fault. But if you really, really love her, if you are really concerned about her stature, wherever, there are ways to these things. You can, baby, I think you should register in a gym. I think you should do this. I think you should cut it. Politely, not saying it to her face, making her feel bad, and pushing her to do whatever plastic surgery. And you know, it is very, very bad. So it is not our fault. So please stop body shaming. Rather, help her. Give her reasons why she needs to go to the gym. You get what I'm trying to say? And ladies too are not left out of this thing. Ladies too are not left out because God blessed you. You were opportune to have a flat tummy and big hips because the Omoti girl, I think she went for hips surgery and all that. So God bless you so much, and everything, hourglass shape, it's there. And then you feel like, ah, oh girl, babe, what are you doing? Do you eat late? Why are you this? Why is your stomach this big? And you look like a pregnant woman. Are you 3 weeks gone? You know, those stuff, it gets to me. If it doesn't to you, but it actually gets to me. And please, just stop it. It's really not cool. Body shaming, say no to body shaming. And girls, ladies, please be proud of who you are. Be proud of who you are. Someone will love you for who you are. Someone will love you. There are guys that say, I love my lady being fat. There are guys that say, oh, I want her slim, curvy, and all that. Please, your own man. So if you're in a body shaming relationship, I don't know if I'm right, but really, if you're in a body shaming relationship, please feel free to move on. You can warn him, give him three, you can warn him like 3 times, and if he's not ready to change, if he feels he's fine, so please just move on. Please, you are wonderfully and beautifully made, like for real. You are created in God's image. Let nobody use their mouth to bring you down, because these same people cannot create cockroach or lizard, talk less of creating human beings. So please don't let anybody put you under pressure. So let me calm down. Let me calm down to today's episode. So guys, I had this conversation with Ruth Ijala, and I made mention of space and attention, space and or attention. I said, which will you prefer while you're in a relationship? And you just don't feel like talking, or you just want to be left alone. And you know, do you want space? Would you like your guy to give you space, or partner? Let me use partner. Would you like your partner to give you space or attention? Well, I wouldn't really support space, because what's the essence of being in a relationship when we can't share burdens, where you can't tell me what it is you're going through, and let's work it out. Get what I'm trying to say? So space, so many things can come up during that space period. Definitely you will meet with somebody else, he will meet with somebody else, you chat, and you know, ladies, we are so emotional, and you know just chat morning, afternoon, night, we're already over the place, who loves me, or call, you know, all those things get to us. And my guy, my so-called partner, not giving me space, and I'm chatting to another guy regularly. See, please, body no be firewood, and it is blood that runs through our vein, not water. So you definitely develop feelings. You know how these things work now. So I wouldn't really advise space. It's really not cool. If you guys cannot sit down and talk about it, there's no point giving each other space. And if need be, probably you tried everything you need to try, and it is not just working out, you might still end up giving the person space. But it shouldn't be more than 2 weeks. Like, why would you even talk to me for 2 weeks straight? Why would you hear from someone you claim you love? Like, you know, when you are just in a relationship, you know how it is to do you gish gish gish. You want to hear his voice morning, afternoon, night. And for 2 weeks straight, you're not just calling me. Please, even within that space, still do the check-in. Still do the calling up and all that. Like, babe, I'm the reason why, like, I'm here for you. Whatever it is you want to talk about, tell me. I'm ready to share your burden. That's why it is very, very important. In the last episode with Timan, I made mention of love languages. We have the word of affirmation, gift, physical touch, act of service, and so on. It's five. So once you know your partner's love language, those times, all you need to learn to use the word of affirmation. Let's use that, babe, everything will be fine, don't worry, you will come out well, don't worry, this and this, I'm ready to support you. You get what I'm trying to say? I know your core values, you know the reason why you guys are going into a relationship, because what I've discussed, that, babe, it is a duo, it is either a yes or yes, this relationship is working out, and I'm here for you, I'm ready to share your body. Okay, so I think one of my listeners then messaged me as regards the space and attention, which I would love to share here, and also I'll also be sharing some things, some comments people made, and I also want to hear from you. So one of my listeners said she had a cousin that, you know, she knew about the whole introduction, the whole, yeah, they already did the introduction. I know, ladies, she was already planning the whole Ashebi in her head. And then one day she called her, babe, half an hour is patient. She was like, she's single. Her cousin was telling her that she's already single. Like, please, this joke is too expensive. What happened? How come you are single? After her introduction and all that, she was like, she's single. That then she asked, what happened? Then she said they broke up, that she was feeling single in the relationship, that the guy was he gave excuses of not being financially stable, and he has a lot of debts to pay and all that. Then the guy just shut her out, and he wasn't ready to carry her along and all that. Then, you know, ladies, guys, please, I want to quickly give you one. Like, say, or reject, I don't know. Sometimes we ladies are like, yes, my name is no, and our no can also mean yes. So if a girl is saying something, she might actually mean no, she might actually not mean it, but she, you get what I'm trying to say. So then she now said, okay, you are financially, the cousin said you are financially unstable, and how can I be of help? And he told her everything, he has a lot of debt, and then he shut her out. He stopped calling. Please, how does not being financially stable affect you not talking to someone you claim you love? Fine, he stopped calling another, but then the lady still kept on checking up on him, calling, but it was not working. She felt shut out, she felt single. What was the sense of being in a relationship and you're single at the same time? It is very, very disheartening. She again, so it was that bad. Then one day she picked up her phone and like, guy, what's up? Again, same routine of asking what's up then, or should we just take a break and all that? Guess what the guy said? The guy said okay, like probably he was expecting that and all that. It's really not good on the part of the guy. And the lady asking that should we take a break, she might not necessarily mean she actually wants to go on a break. I'm not trying to take anybody's side, but my ladies out there can actually relate to what I'm trying to say. She get. So one of my listeners, I said, so he shut her out and all that. Then the guy said okay, and that was it. That was how the whole introduction went off, and they had to break up. And for the first month he didn't call, the second month he didn't call, the third month he did not call. Then after the third month, the guy now came back and then blah 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 and the story and all that. So she was now asking if it is actually right to accept the guy back after 3 months. Well, my own opinion, I don't know. You must give me thousands of reasons why you actually left me, why you didn't call me for good 3 months. And I must even be very sure you're not in a relationship with another person within that space of 3 months, which I even doubt it. Because why will you shut me out for 3 good months after introduction? You can imagine the trauma and everything, and it's not like the girl. She got what I'm trying. So dear listener, please, if after 3 months it could not give a genuine reason why it did not call, because she tried her best to reach out to the guy, but shut her out. You know what I'm trying to say? You must give me a genuine reason before I can take that kind of guy back. And I must be very sure he was not in another relationship. She get it's really not cool. At least we are together just to help each other. Again, once you know, okay, fine, you are not financially stable, you are not ready. And I understand the fact that guys, when they are broke, that they don't always feel good, they don't always feel up to the task, they feel less of a man. Yeah, I understand that part. But so far, you're in a she's your partner for crying out loud, then you should be able to share bodies. And there are ways she can help. Again, there are ways she can actually help the guy. Get what I'm trying to say? There's no point shutting a lady out, there's no point making a lady feel single or feel bad, all in the name of your own financial instability or wherever. So please learn to carry your partner along, whatever it is you're going through. Learn to carry your partner along and don't ever try transferring aggression. Whatever it is you are going through that is bad and you feel you can't handle it yourself, carry your partner along. So I put up the question on my social media, my Twitter, and you know, there was this guy that, you know, he was advocating for the guy. He said no man likes to be broke. Yeah, I said it, like, no man likes to be broke. And he also said when a man is broke, he feels less of a man. Yeah, he feels less of a man, doesn't want to talk about it. But there's no, I don't see any point not talking about it. She's your partner. There's no point making her feel single or feel bad about it. See, guys, once you know you are not ready, once you know you are not ready, or you are not you know, guys, they always have the mentality of they have to make money. Yeah, it's good though, it's a good mentality. Yeah, it's fine. At least there's no lady that wants to drink garri. You get what I'm saying? It is cool. So once you feel you're not ready, you can take a break from being in a relationship. There's no point stressing somebody else's daughter. I don't see any point stressing somebody else's daughter. So once you feel you're not ready, fine. Then when you are not ready and you feel you are ready and you already have the feeling that okay, you are not, you can't be a burden to anybody, then yeah, go ahead, be with the woman. You get what I'm trying to say? Be with the love of your life and all that. So guys, please, let's try to communicate with our partner. Then this friend of mine, we're having a discussion one time. She was saying she just broke up with her boyfriend and it was the same financial issue. And the funniest thing is, this guy, anytime he collects the salary or whatever, or whatever, he sends money home. He spends for his family. It's good. It's very cool. Family first. Yes. But after family first, you have a girlfriend too now. Show her love too now. And the funniest thing is, this lady is not a materialistic type. She does not ask. She does not even ask him or anything. And then you are giving this excuse that can you call your siblings and all that, and then you're not even giving her anything, you're not even showing her love, even if it is once in a while, and you're giving the excuse of, hey, please, once you know you're not ready, face your family first. You don't need to stress somebody's else daughter. Then when you are not fine, what you can even do for your family, at least now, Abba. So please, let's stop with these excuses of ladies are demanding and all that. You don't need to allow your girl. She doesn't need to ask before you do it. At times, ladies they just want to, you know, like these Yoruba people say, you're see alone, like, you know, it's not like she cannot afford that hair, and it's not like she cannot afford that shoe. It's not that she cannot afford that dress, but she feels, let me even whine my boyfriend soon. And at the end of the day, you break her heart and you like, you stop stressing me. And ladies, too, please. Some ladies, it is when they know that their boyfriend or their partner is single. That's money, sorry, single, bow. Is not financially stable. That they will now know they want to buy shoe, or they want to make their hair, or Lagbada's wedding is next month, she has to buy a shoe. Ladies, let's be considerate at times. So you can read people now. You tend to know when people are not in the mood and when they are in the mood. You get what I'm trying to say? So once you notice that, once he has shared his whole financial saga with you and all that, then all you need to do at that particular time is giving him word of affirmation, not stressing him. That's when some ladies want to buy Ashwebi. That's when some ladies will remember that, that chief daddy, they're already showing it in the cinema. Today we must go. And then you flare up because you start complaining, it's too harsh, it's not even Ken. Whereas if he has, he'll surely do it for you. So please, ladies, let's be considerate. So let us be considerate. So that's all for today. And before I go, actually, I want to recommend this book. It's not really a book, it's more of a questionnaire. Get Naked questionnaire for the ladies. Get Naked questionnaire. I've not been able to have access to that of the guys, but probably before my next episode I'll do. But Get Ladies questionnaires, questions you need to ask before saying I do to the love of your life, while still in the dating season, while still in the courtship, whatever, questions you need to ask while in the relationship before you say you do. For example, your partner might want 4 kids. Are you in your house? You are the only child. You get what I'm saying? You are the only child, and you want to give your parents plenty grandchildren, you get, so you're now aiming at five or seven kids. Not even in this economy, people are not giving birth to plenty children again, so you're not trying to find balance. So these are questions you need to ask. Did you guys now come to a balance? She wants four, you want seven, so you can do 7 + 4 divided by 2. You get what I'm saying? You find a balance. You guys will meet at the middle. So 2 + 4. You get what? 2 + 4, and that is 2. You get what I'm trying to say? So these are the things. So get lady questionnaire. You guys should download it and read it. And if you need, I have it. I'm very, very kind. I'll share it to you. You can, and don't forget to follow me on my Twitter at Abat Adela, and my Instagram @Agbemini, so you can drop message for me. And if you need the book, you can ask me. So I'm taking a few questions from the book, and share again. So one of the questions I came across was, how often will you want to have sex in marriage? How often you want to have sex in marriage? That is very, very, it is really, really an important question. So ask your guy, how often? And again, if it becomes necessary for one of you to resign your jobs, either temporarily or permanently, for the sake of the kids, how will you decide who should resign? And the options here, I will resign my job because I am the woman. My husband will have to resign. Whoever earns the lesser income will resign. Or it depends. So can you see all these questions? You need to sit down and ask your partner. You need to, the woman be like, ah, after all BSc, MSc, I will not sit down at home. Why can't you to sit down at home? It gets, but you know, at least if you guys answer these questions together and put a balance, everything will be alright. And you guys are doing fine. So I want to recommend this book, Get Naked Questionnaire, for the lady, my ladies out there. You get, so let's read the questions and tackle it in your mind before you now put it up to your guy. Get what I'm trying to say? So that's it for on today's episode of Moment with Aconcagua. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and as usual, I really love to hear from you guys. Your comments means a lot to me, and it is why I keep coming back. I always want to come back here again. So, and for those that have been messaging me, you know, pushing me, trust me, those words have been pushing me to do more. Thank you, really, guys. Thank you. So, and to my lover of Money Heist, the movie. Bella Chow. So I will leave you with La Casa de Papel, which means goodbye. See ya in my next episode. Bye.
Un partisano por toda mi vida. Bella Chow, partigiano por toda mi vida. E mi sento di morire. E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao. E se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellire. Sui montagna, oh bella ciao, e seppellire la sui montagna sotto l'ombra di un bel fiore. Le genti passeranno, oh bella ciao,
le genti passeranno. Oh,
le genti che passeranno. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 e le genti che passeranno non mi diranno che bel fior. Questo è il fiore del partigiano, oh vela ciao, vela ciao, vela ciao, ciao, ciao. Questo è il fiore del partigiano, morto per la libertà.